From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to work out a compromise on extending Bush-era tax cuts. There's been some talk of progress, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Republicans are insistent on a couple of matters.
Extending the tax cuts for everybody indefinitely, and then they had another one for 5 years with one year in the 5 years unemployment compensation paid for out of a fund that probably doesn't exist.
Democrats do not wish to extend tax cuts for households making over $250,000 annually. Any compromise is expected to include another extension of benefits for long-term unemployed Americans whose checks are running out. The top uniformed officers of the Army and Marines will testify at a Senate hearing today on the ban on gays serving openly in the military. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Defense Secretary Robert Gates has told a Senate panel Congress should use its lame duck session to lift the ban.
Backed by a new Pentagon study showing most troops surveyed think a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would do no harm, Defense Secretary Gates told the Senate Armed Services Committee time is running out for congressional action.
Those who choose not to act legislatively are rolling the dice that this policy will not be abruptly overturned by the courts.
But the leading foe of repeal, Arizona Republican John McCain, said not so fast.
I'm not saying that this law should never change. I am simply saying that it may be premature to make such a change at this time and in this manner without further consideration of this report and further study of the issue by Congress.
McCain added that a majority of combat troops surveyed say a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell would have a negative impact. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The U.S. House of Representatives censured veteran Democrat Charles Rangel for ethics violations. NPR Cheryl Corley reports the New York congressman apologized but said he did not deserve censure.
Congressman Rangel stood in front of the House chamber as Speaker Pelosi outlined his violation of House rules, including concealing assets and failing to pay taxes on a beach villa. His censure, the most severe form of House punishment short of expulsion, was approved overwhelmingly, 333-79. Rangel said he may have made some serious mistakes, but politics drove the decision.
I am fully aware that this vote reflects perhaps the thinking not just of the members, but the political tide and the constituency of this body.
Rangel's censure was the first to occur in 27 years. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
The government is poised to release its latest report on unemployment. The Labor Department will issue the November jobless rate in a little more than 90 minutes. The October rate was 9.6%. The agency will also release a second report that tells how many new jobs were created last month. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Online whistleblower WikiLeaks has a new domain system provider in Switzerland. The American provider, EveryDNS, says it dropped WikiLeaks.org because there were so many denial-of-service attacks its other clients were at risk. WikiLeaks used Twitter to announce its new domain name, WikiLeaks.ch. The United States has called on all parties to respect the outcome of the disputed presidential runoff in Ivory Coast. The Electoral Commission in Ivory Coast declared the opposition challenger Alassane Ouattara beat incumbent president Laurent Gbagbo. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton says the security forces have since sealed Ivory Coast's borders.
The latest events began to unfold after the head of the Election Commission, Youssouf Bakayoko, announced that the opposition challenger Alassane Ouattara had defeated the incumbent President Laurent Gbagbo in Sunday's presidential runoff. International pressure is growing on everyone to accept the provisional results. The UN Security Council says it is prepared to take action against anyone who obstructs the electoral process in Ivory Coast. The UN Secretary General called on the Constitutional Council to proclaim the final results, but it has already indicated that it will not validate Ouattara's victory because the Election Commission made the declaration after the legal deadline for publishing the results. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Parts of Interstate 90 are still closed. Outside Buffalo, New York, a powerful storm dumped more than 2 feet of snow on the region, closing schools and businesses. It also trapped motorists on the New York State Thruway. Some people were stuck for 12 hours behind a jackknife truck. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.